are weak, feeble-minded, easily offended, confused, bewildered, or a sanctimonious prude, you'd better turn the dial, because this is
Lying Cocksuckers
on the Sirius Stars channel, Sirius 102.
Friends, in terms of Iraq, there was something I meant to say last week I didn't get around to. You know, I got all these little pieces of paper here in front of me, and I must have dropped it, or it got stuck underneath something. Or maybe I was sitting on it with my fat ass. Hell, I don't know. Mojo Nixon, Sirius 102. This is my weekly political talk show, Lying Cocksuckers. But what I wanted to say last week was the president and, you know, and Cheney and Rumsfeld have come out and said the Democrats are soft on terror. The Democrats don't understand. The Democrats are weak. That they don't really understand how serious and important this fight is. And they go on and on. Their basic message is, trust us in the war on terror. We'll be tough in the war on terror. And the Democrats are soft in the war on terror, and they want to coddle the terrorists. Friends, this is stupid thinking. It's not a question of who's tough and who's soft in the war on terror. It's a question of who's right and who's wrong. It's not a question of manliness. It's a question of intelligence. It's a question of efficiency. It's a question of getting the job done. Anybody that says, if I had it all to do over again, I would invade Iraq again, is a fucking idiot, a moron, a simpleton. It's not a matter of standing up and being, oh, look, I'm tough. Look how tough I am. I am rough and tough. It's a matter of being effective. It's a matter of being efficient. It's a matter of being right. Who now thinks invading Iraq was a good idea? Huh? Raise your hands. Put them up high in the air so I can see it. Now, I know some of y'all are going, but, well, Mojo, we're already there. We got to stay. No, we don't. We need to admit our mistakes and have a smart, effective policy. What we have is a stupid, reactionary, hammerhead policy. Look, I understand how everybody got hornswoggled into Iraq after the psychological and emotional pain of 9/11. You wanted to do something. You wanted to kick some ass. Well, it turns out you got tricked. You got tricked by some evil fucks with an evil plan. Turned out Iraq had nothing to do with the war on terrorism, and I don't know why the fuck we're there now. And friends, if you wanted to end the war on Iraq, you know what we need to do? Bring back the draft. You know what ended the war in Vietnam was the fucking draft. The draft brought everybody together from every walk of life in America. It also showed the inequalities. You know, a guy like George Bush could get out of the draft, or even Bill Clinton. You know, if you could go to college, or even Dick Cheney. People got out of the draft by getting strings pulled, by being smart. Who had to go? Poor kids. Poor kids from down south and out west. Poor kids who weren't quite smart enough or rich enough to get out of the draft, they had to go and be cannon fodder. And that's, you know, and if we had a draft right now, the Vietnam War, if we had a draft right now, there's a little, what do you call that, Freudian slip? If we had a draft right now, the war in Iraq would be over in minutes. Explain to an American mom or dad why their son or daughter died in Iraq. Go ahead, you got 30 seconds. Let's say it's your daughter, your son. Or maybe your cousin or your uncle or your nephew. You know, or the kid lived down the street. Or the boy was working on your car at the auto shop. He gets drafted. He goes to Iraq. He gets killed. And the question has to be, why? Why are Americans dying in Iraq? There is no good answer to that question. Oh, they died, you know, fighting for our freedom. What the fuck does Iraq have to do with the war on terrorism? What does Iraq have to do with anything? Yes, we have created a shitstorm, and it's our responsibility to try to fix it. And the first thing we can do is get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. You know, the Iraqis are mad at each other, and they're shooting at us. And that's just kind of like a hobby, because they're killing each other a lot faster than they're killing us. I know you saw this story earlier this week about how estimated casualties in Iraq, over 500,000. Oh, yeah, it's some kind of John Hopkins, MIT study. said they estimated that it could be close to 600,000 dead civilians in the last 3 years in Iraq. Says here that over 3,000 Iraqi civilians were killed in September. Friends, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one iota if it's 30,000, 60,000, 100,000, or 600,000. Whatever the actual number is, and there is an actual number, those people are dead. Those people are dead, and not only are they dead, it's our fault. It's our fault. Now, oh, well, Mojo, we had to stop. Look, Saddam Hussein was an evil fucking dictator who took joy in killing his own civilians, killing his own members of his own country. But friends, there's 20 or 30 guys like Saddam Hussein around the world. Are we going to go invade each one of their countries and give them the great gift of democracy that we've given Iraq? Friends, we have caused a shitstorm in Iraq. It is our own fault. We have been hornswoggled and tricked into it by a bunch of people I would like to call lying cocksuckers. And the number of dead people in Iraq doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whatsoever. Just, if your son was dead in Iraq, how would you feel about it? If there was a draft and your son or daughter was dead in Iraq and they were forced by the military to go over there and fight in a war, for what reason? What's the reason? Why? Why are we still there? And did you see this the other day? The U.S. Army has plans to keep the current level of soldiers in Iraq through 2010. 2010, we plan on keeping 150,000 troops in Iraq. How's that going to work out? How's that going to work out for us in the long run? Oh, and here's what the president had to say the other day at his press conference in the Rose Garden. The president said, "The calling of this country in this century is whether or not we will help the forces of moderation prevail." All right, I agree. "That's the fundamental question facing the United States of America. Beyond my presidency, and I can tell you I made my choice." See, Bush is on the right track. We should be promoting moderation in the Mideast. Invading Iraq has nothing to do with it. Zip, zilch. Zero. Iraq was not a hotbed of religious extremists. Osama bin Laden was not in Iraq. None of the terrorists from 9/11 were in Iraq. I don't know what the fuck, you know, I don't know what Bush is thinking. I have no idea what Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney, I have no idea what they were thinking, but I do know this. It's wrong. It's stupid. We're tough on terrorism. You're morons. You're idiots. You're imbeciles. You've been proven wrong again and again and again, and you won't admit it. You're going to go down in flames. You're going to go down in flames as the stupidest, worst president of all time, surrounded by evil fucks with an evil plan. Speaking of what, a University of Wisconsin professor compares Bush to Hitler. Wouldn't that be an insult to Hitler? Mojo Nixon, lying cocksuckers.